Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Since my husband's surgery 3 weeks ago, he's picked up a really nasty habit.
Oh, what? I can't imagine what it would be.
It is a really bad habit, and it's disgusting, and it's something that he shouldn't do in front of the kids. I've said to him, do not expose the children to that.
Oh, no, he's not opening the wound and all that kind of...
I walked into the lounge room over the weekend and I was like, this is what I was greeted with. Damien, I've just got a video there I've sent you. Okay. I want you to open it up. This is what was on...
Jeez.
In the lounge room. Press play.
Esco's hoof is completely infested with maggots.
That's disgusting.
That's not good.
What am I looking at?
Eating away at the dead tissue caused by this digital dermatitis lesion.
It's a cow's hoof.
And yes, that does a bit of good. Oh,
it's disgusting.
Exactly.
And this animal's alive. This is.
The hoof that's attached to a cow.
We need to clean it out.
It makes me want to dry reach. It is disgusting. All right, it is disgusting. This is up on the big screen in my lounge room. All right? Now, this guy is called the Hoof GP. No,
I'm turning it off.
Okay, so this guy, he's on YouTube, and all he does is go around and clean up manky hooves that are on horses and cows and goats and... My husband.
That actually has made me feel sick.
I know. You should see it when it's on a 65-inch TV screen.
My husband
is addicted to this TV show. Yeah. And I swear, like, if I leave the room or leave the house, I went over to the IGA yesterday, I came back, he had it on. He was watching that scene. And he's just like, he's addicted to it. Like, it's just...
disgusting.
It is disgusting.
To be totally honest, I would rather if he was opening up his own wound of his own arm and picking it or doing anything with it rather than that thing.
That's right. Like, he was looking after Henry and I came back in and he's got the Hoof GP and I'm like, can't you put on, like, Bluey? What happened to Bluey?
There's maggots roaming. There's actually maggots moving on this hoof. And there's goo and there's...
It's like the bovine version of the, you know, the Dr. Pimple Popper.
Don't get me started on that one.
So he's got it. But I actually looked up this guy's YouTube channel because I'm like going, how is this even a thing? He's got 1.63 million subscribers.
Wait a minute, 1.6 million weirdos just like your husband.
That's exactly right. Milko. And he is a weirdo. I think it's disgusting, but this is his favourite show. This is what he's watching.
Oh, jeez.
The whole time, like over the weekend, I just keep catching him going, please,
my wife
put it away.
Issues being addicted to botched, but botched is on a scale of 1 to 10. It's like a 2. That's a 10.
That's a 10.
This is absolutely gross. Disgusting. Absolutely. Like, I could not. That would make me vomit.
He's got a problem. We need an intervention. I think I'm just going to unplug the internet.
Best intervention. Do it.
Read a book, Milko.
Yeah. Get the pictures. Come on. Keep it to yourself.
It's gross.
Disgusting.
I don't get it, but he's addicted. It's like those weird shows, though, you know, the ones that you actually they're like a guilty pleasure. You know they're bad. But you can't help keep watching.
A car crash, you just can't look away. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's like people who watch maths.
Wow.
Sorry to everyone. A lot of people love maths, so sorry to everyone who loves maths.
Actually, maths is worse.
It is, yeah. It's one of those shows you feel a bit dirty after you finish watching it.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien and Jade's Topic Train. Topic Train.
If you've just joined us, we look at a few of the stories making headlines that have grabbed our attention this morning. Not necessarily Trav in the Wave FM newsroom, but hey, we'll give them a run. This is cool. An Aussie TikToker has made up to $50,000 a month just letting people watch him sleep.
Oh, geez.
So a 28-year-old runs this whole operation through this TikTok account, Jakey Bohm, which has almost 600,000 followers and around 45 million video views. Now, it's from the Gold Coast. 1 month, 50 grand. But look, there's been other months where he's got $35,000, $32,000 a month.
Well, how's he making all this money?
At any given time, 8,000 to 10,000 people around the world are logged in watching him sleep.
Wow, the world must be so bored.
Now, what he has is like a special test version, which isn't available to everyone at this point, but it's coming. Special version of TikTok where people can pay to get you to do stuff. So, example, like he wears a special watch that you can hit a button on TikTok if you pay, and it'll shock him and wake him up. There's another button on there, it'll go, a horn will go off and wake him up. So you can pay money to wake him up. And it's breaking it in up to 50 grand a month.
He mustn't be getting much sleep.
I reiterate, the world must be really bored.
I know. You know, the fact that he can make that kind of money, like, but
All right. Well, this new technology on TikTok is coming. So over to you guys. What would you love to do on TikTok as long as you get paid?
Oh, I'd do anything if I got 50 grand. Oh, no. Okay.
Oh,
no,
dear.
I wouldn't go OnlyFans. style. But, God, yeah. Well, I spent, you know, a couple of hours this morning cleaning up vomit, and I did that for free. So if somebody pays me 50 grand a month, I would happily clean up vomit. That stuff doesn't gross me out. My husband will dry reach when it, like, if somebody's, he smells like vomit or poo, he'll be, for me, I'm fine.
There'd be a market for that. People would pay to watch you
clean up vomit.
I reckon.
Probably. Because there's some, well, the fact that people are paying to wake this guy up with a horn or to buzz him, like.
That's crazy, isn't it? I mean, I don't know. I'd rather you pay me to watch TV, you know.
Wouldn't that be great?
Well, I mean, if you're paying someone to sleep, you may as well pay someone to watch TV. I would sit there watching TV, and they can buzz me all they want on my watch.
Yeah.
And I, if I get 30 grand or 50 grand to watch TV.
So I was going to pay me 20 bucks to go make some popcorn.
Okay. It's like Gogglebox, but on steroids.
We are one step off watching someone on the loo.
I reckon it will happen once this technology's out. Definitely.
These are equally as crap.
Look, here's one for you. Headline, I stopped cleaning to teach my husband a lesson. A fed-up woman has stopped cleaning the house to prove her lazy husband that, look, she's actually the one that's doing all the work. Now, there's a video of her that's had 7 million views. She describes herself as Beau. He's actually dubbed her lazy and accused her of never doing anything around the house.
Oh, right.
The fact that she's actually the one that cleans it all, cleans everything. So she's gone, I'm not doing anything. To turn the tide on this. Have you kind of gone to lengths that extreme around your house to kind of get the family to chip in?
Well, with the teenager, the 19-year-old, she can be quite messy. And I went, well, that's it. The cleaners, when the cleaner comes, your room's not getting done. You got to do it yourself. Nothing's happening. You've got to clean your own room. It didn't work. She just went, The plates and the cups piled up. It was like a science experiment. I think it was a test of wills. Who could last longer?
You know what? What actually sounds even worse than what you just said is when the cleaner comes.
Also
implying that you.
That I don't clean. No, I know. We do clean, but because
when the cleaner comes.
Because we're so busy, it's just I didn't have time to do it. So we get someone who comes once a fortnight to help out.
I
shouldn't have said the word the cleaner.
When the cleaner comes.
You don't even clean your house yourself. Why would the teenager clean it?
There you go.
It didn't work.
Cat calling the something, whatever it is. I don't know how that's
the pot calling the kettle black, isn't it?
Pot. Thought it was a cat. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I know I've tried to. I mentioned it here before, trying to get the kids involved in things like that. When I had the gurney and I was gurning our whole driveway, and I asked one of my boys, "Hey, can you get involved?" Because I thought this would be so exciting, and he loved it. He got the gurney. Gurneys are great fun.
Yeah,
and you blast it, and then he drew a penis in the wall. You know, like he etched it out in the wall, which, as a result, I had to clean it up. And it wasn't easy. Like, it was a well-crafted penis that he drew. So, actually, I was quite impressed. It's a potential artist. Yeah.
Proud dad moment.
Yeah, it's a Banksy.
Did it take a photo?
I did.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Sometimes I can be a real old twit. You know that? A real old twit.
Right.
I get Larry David moments. You know Larry David?
Oh, yes. The creator of Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. George Costanza is based around him.
Yeah.
And then he had his own series, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Which has the greatest theme song going. When you hear this music, you feel like, it's a real old twit.
Old
twit has this as his theme tune. I was a real old twit. I arrived in from Melbourne over the weekend. Now, what you don't know is if you're travelling anywhere at the moment, it is impossible to get car parking at the airports. Impossible. We're talking the outskirts of the airport, nothing.
The Blue Emu's even full, isn't it?
Blue Emu is full. Everything's full. I decided to get parking over at International.
Yeah, smart move.
I thought it was very smart. However, when I arrived into Sydney, I had that dilemma where I knew I'd need to get a taxi from domestic to international.
Oh.
Never goes down very well.
No. The cab driver's been waiting for ages to get to the front of the queue, and then they want to make it worth their while.
Yeah, they don't want to do a $10 fare over to international.
No, they do not.
My taxi driver, as it turns out, had been waiting 1.5 hours.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I got that information from him.
When you asked to go to the international, he said, I've been waiting for 1.5 hours.
The poor unfortunate. Okay, so I arrive with all my bags, and I've got loads of stuff. I'm carrying all this stuff. I'm dragging it along. I load it up. He's an older man, and he says, where are you heading? I said, international. He said, what? So I said, yeah, sorry, dude, international. He went, oh, jeez. So, because he was a gentleman, he kind of eased up. He says, I suppose those are the breaks.
That's nice that he was like that.
He was that. He just accepted it. But now, it was mid-afternoon. My flight had been delayed, all the rest. So we're driving along, and he turns around and he says, where are you flying to? All right. Now, I wasn't flying anywhere. Obviously, I was going to pick up my car.
Yeah.
In my heart, I couldn't say that to him. I couldn't say, you're bringing me over there. So I said, I'm flying to Ireland. I had to lie.
You had to lie.
I had to lie. I lied for him. It wasn't for me.
All right, yes. Then he would break his heart.
He's frequented the airport many times. He knew that at that time of the day, there wasn't many flights. He went, oh, really? Who are you flying with?
Oh, man.
I said Etihad, and he says, they don't fly in the afternoon. You're going to...
He caught you out on your lie.
And then I said, well, you won't believe what happened. My flight was delayed, and then I said, I actually missed my flight this morning, and I'm hoping they can put me onto another flight. So it was lie after lie after lie.
You're just digging a deep hole, my friend.
Eventually, I get to the airport, pull into
it's a long departure. $10 trip.
It came to $15.40.
Yeah. Did you give him a tip?
Well, I was like, you know what, man? Just make it up to $20. Make it up to $20. And then he said, well, because I was in the queue over at domestic, he had to add $4.40 anyway.
Oh, really?
Which would make it $20. And he says, so $20? And he was looking for me to... I said, yeah, just make it $20.
So you didn't even...
I was willing to pay 20. I wasn't willing to go any further than that. So there was no tip. Then I get out of the car, all right, and I drag my bags. I can see there's a ramp leading over to the parking lot, but he hasn't left yet. So I had to walk into departures.
I love it. And
I'm waiting for him. I'm walking along, looking back on, is this guy going to leave? Is he watching me? So eventually he drives off, and I go back out of departures. I go into the parking lot and leave. And it was a very Larry David moment. I felt like a twit. I was a twit, but look, it was all for his sake. I had to do right by him.
You didn't do right by him because when you offered him a tip, and then when he went, oh, I've got to charge you extra, you didn't actually give him a tip. You were George Costanza.
I was just make it $20. It is $20. Yeah, just make it $20.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
You got to risk it.
I'd risk it.
You got to risk it to get the biscuit.
I'd risk it.
Oh. All right, you got to risk it for the biscuit because on offer this morning, the best biscuits in the world.
They are.
They are really
big call,
nice.
But you guys are backing me up there.
They're big biscuits. They are delicious. Yeah, yeah. This is a good one.
All right, we are talking $50 worth of Sweet Splits. All right, check out their website, sweetsplits.com.au, Australia's famous loaded chunky cookies.
They are loaded.
You got to risk it for the biscuit movie back in 2009.
Oh, okay.
So I have cherry picked a whole bunch of classic movies for you guys to identify. We have your contestants on the line. Sheree from Kiama is on Team Jade.
That's right.
Shauno from Nowra on side Team Damien.
All right, Shauno, we got this.
Okay. You guys good to go?
Yep.
Movie
God's Country.
Number one. I need the full movie title. All right. Good luck.
Are you crying?
Jade.
No. Are you crying?
It's the baseball one. It's what baseball when Tom Hanks on it, and I want to say Boys on the High, Major League.
No,
Boys on the Side.
You've had your chance.
Damien's go. I'll play you a bit.
A League of Their Own.
A League of Their Own. That's it. Damn it.
They're crying.
A League of Their Own.
They're crying.
Tom Hanks. And what's the chick's name? The
Bet.
Pardon?
It's Bette Midler.
No, it's not Bette Midler. No. It's Gwen. It's Gwenda. Or Gina.
Gina Davis.
Yeah, Gina Davis. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay,
bugger.
So that's one to so Damien, four movie grabs to go.
You blew it, Jed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. All right, next one.
Let's do it.
Jade,
Shawshank Redemption.
Jade levels the score up. It's one movie apiece. The best of five. Let's go to movie number three.
He turns to me.
Jade.
And he says,
Batman.
Why so
Joker,
serious?
Joker. Dark Knight.
And
the Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, yes. You got that.
She's actually doing very well. These are all... Okay. Go on. So
let's
that's 2-1.
Movie number four. Jade is up 2-1 at this stage. Here we go.
Wax on.
Jade.
Right hand. Wax
Karate
off.
Kid.
Left hand.
It's Mr. Miyagi.
No, but I did diddly-dee.
No, Jade came in. I said Jade before you said diddly-dee.
Oh. Okay, let's go. Let's, I think Jade's got the win here, but I've got the fifth movie here.
Okay,
so
go on.
You'll come home. You're like a freight train, Damo. Fifth and final movie.
I'm also just a girl.
Jade.
Oh.
Notting Hill. Watched it last night.
Oh, my God.
Standing last night.
Oh, my God.
I
did not know she watched it last night.
Well, look, you know what? Credit where credit's due. She did very well there. I mean, I'm actually well impressed.
I did it for Cherie.
Congratulations, Cherie.
Thank you.
Wow.
Did well.
Jade was lightning there. Lightning.
She was.
I didn't even have time to, like, comprehend what was going on. It was all, she was like, blah, blah, blah.
You and got the fact that you just watched one of the movies last night.
I know. Yeah. What are the odds, hey?
Bit of cheating never goes.
It was not what? Cheating.
What?
What are you cheating?
All right, well,
it feels like cheating.
Cherie,
$50,
$50 voucher to jump onto sweetsplits.com.au, Australia's famous loaded chunky cookies. So with Risk It for the Biscuit this morning, you're our winner. Well done.
Awesome, thank you.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I'm looking to be even here. I got to be totally honest. The last couple of weeks, travelling around the country.
Yeah.
So I was in Tasmania 2 weeks ago. I was in Melbourne this week. And both cases, flight delays, massive flight delays. And I thought it was because of our crazy weather and it was...
Yeah,
you know,
so did I.
But it wasn't.
Or school holidays or everyone's travelling again.
Well, I think school holidays played a part, but... In both cases, I've heard the same thing. No crew members. No crew members. Staff shortages. And then people sick as well. And it's kind of like, staff shortages? Well, how can that be?
You got to think, when COVID hit, they fired and like let go so many people.
Actually, yeah, I forgot about
that. So now they're like going, okay, we've got the flights back on and where are all the air hostesses? They've got another job. But I feel like it's universal at the moment with the whole staff shortages. Like Alani, she left her cafe job and then applied for like five jobs and got all of them. And like some she wasn't even qualified, like to manage a retail shop. She'd never done that before, but they're just desperate. For staff.
So, well, we've been
NASA's been in touch
with us. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we're looking for an astrophysicist.
We've been chatting this morning, though. About Leisure Goes Limousines. We're chatting earlier this morning.
Oh, yeah.
They're looking for quality drivers at the moment. And normally Mark doesn't have a problem. So it seems to be across all industries right now.
Yeah. Well, and actually another thing from touring around, hotels.
Oh.
Hotels.
It's true.
Like we stayed in a good hotel at the weekend. 9:30 at night. All the bars closed. No room service anymore. It's gone.
Yeah,
because there's no one to do it.
It's so true. When we were at the Novotel last week in Sydney, their restaurant, and we're like, what happened to the restaurant? Didn't there used to be a restaurant? And she said it's closed because we don't have any staff.
Oh, wow.
So it is happening everywhere.
They're not reducing the price of their hotel rooms, though.
No, no, no.
Less services, but same price.
Mm. So, you know, we thought we might try and help out business owners of the Illawarra,
right.
Damien and myself. So we've started, we're about to launch something right now.
Watch out, Illawarra.
It's a new movement. Jade and Damien, we're going to staff it up, which means...
Yeah, we are going to staff it up.
Yeah, we are. We're going to staff up your business with ourselves. So if you've got a business and you need a helping hand, maybe you're a restaurant, maybe you like Leisure Coast Limousines, you drive people around, maybe you're a school, I don't know.
Yeah.
But if you need a helping hand, Damien and myself, we are happy to volunteer.
To staff up your business.
That's right.
That's what we're going to do.
We're going to volunteer our services.
So you're going to visit workplaces and chip in.
Yeah.
Do a bit of work.
We're going to help out. We'll roll our sleeves up and we'll help out.
Look, I won't lie to you. I don't want anything that's to manual. All right. Yeah, well, these hands are not made for manual work.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're going to go together. So whatever Damien can't lift, I will be able to.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, all right. Well, it's up at our website now. Go there and invite Jade and Damien to come to your workplace. They'll chip in, do a bit of work.
Yep.
Shake hands, kiss babies, do that kind of stuff. And
we'll
say
do
go.
Whatever. Whatever's necessary.
We'd love to help out wherever we can.
That's
so
right.
It's Jade and Damien's Staff It Up.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get